Okay, everyone, thank you for joining today's call. Today is on the success worksheet. This is the holy grail of what you're going to be doing here, and it's a topic that is not, it's one of my favorites, but it's a least favorite in that this is the ultimate accountability for your book of business and making money here. There's really no hiding from this. It is what it is. It's called a success worksheet. It will keep you honest on your business. You know, we have people that are highly successful. We have people that are making money every single day. And we have people that also don't make money or drop out or fail. And, you know, we have to give you the good with the bad. The bottom line is it's effort. It's effort, you know, in anything that we do in life, whether it's commercial real estate lending, insurance, whatever you're doing as a realtor, you have to put in some effort to make money. The good news is that we give you tools where high leverage, residual income, instant cash, we give you really an opportunity to make dollars in a lot of different ways, and not just short-term dollars. Today's money, tomorrow's money, and next year's money, and a lifetime of money, and that's kind of what makes our opportunity very unique. So I'm going to jump right into the success form. Once we get done the lecture part of this, I will put us into the question and answers mode to join to ask a question. Everybody gets two or three. All you have to do is press star six at the time once we get into the questions and answers. So, okay, success worksheet. How much time, hours, are you spending on your business weekly? Because this is your business. You are a business partner. We do the heavy, heavy lifting side of the business, and everyone on the call is really the front end facing, relationship building, the front end, and the brand is really the reps and you guys that are on the call. So how many hours spent on your business? Now, you know, I always, I think a lot of you, and I do get to work with some of you on a regular basis, you know, look, my success formula is really simple. Okay, and I'll talk about just people for a second, not just time, right? So here's the ultimate success, my success formula to be successful. And time is a byproduct of this, but I'm going to talk about people. Okay, so if you do commercial loans, which that's what we do here, or insurance or being a realtor or whatever, here's the life success formula for salespeople. If you talk to two people, you have the potential to make X dollars, okay? So if I went out today and told two people that I have billions of dollars to lend out for commercial real estate loans, and I told two people, there's a potential that I can make X. Now, who I spoke to is going to really determine what that X is. You know, if I told the school teacher, well, unless they're buying, you know, their first investment property, that's one thing. But if I told a real estate investor who is maxed out with their current lender and looking for new financing, that's a different outcome. But if you look at the generalization, two people, X dollars earned. That's a formula. So if you talk to 20 people, well, it's naturally the formula is 10X that first number. Okay? And if you talk to hundreds of people, or if you figure out how to use high leverage and you talk to thousands of people or let technology talk to thousands of people, you will make wealth, okay? Long-term wealth, and it's a simple numbers game, okay? That's all we do here for a living is a simple numbers game. Talk to some people, make some money. Talk to more people, make more money. Talk to a lot of people, make a lot of money. And it really comes down to that. Now, again, how many hours a week spent on the business? When are you working on your business? Is it Tuesday every 1 o'clock? Is it Saturdays you're doing 1 to 3? But it has to be something for you to get any type of X. And this is really where people tend to fall down because we get busy. You know, I mean, we have children and we have bad weather and we get the flu and we have day jobs and some of us have two jobs and we're trying to get, and that's why we do this, is we're trying to get financially free and have our own business that's successful. But time is the killer. It's our ultimate, it's the ultimate commodity. It's the most important asset any of us have because it's all finite, right? They're not making any more time for any of us. So time, and life can be a distraction. And where people tend to fall down is, they will say to me, especially before they come on board or even when they're on board, hey, you know, and I really hold people accountable to the business. And if they do the business and they're still falling down, I have ways that I can pick people up by giving them enterprise accounts, giving them some of my clients. There's always ways that I can incentivize people if they're trying. But really where people fail is they say to me, hey, Chris, you know, I'm coming onto this platform and I'm really busy, but, you know, I think I can squeeze this in. And I say, okay, well, what does that look like, right? And they say, well, I can do 2 hours a week for sure. That's what I'm going to spend into my finance business. And I said, you're sure? Because if it's any less than that, why don't you wait? You know, because anybody can find 2 hours. I don't care how busy you are, but why don't you wait if you can't do 2 hours? Now I can go online and I can originate at night and I can do all these tips that you give us, so I can do 2 hours. And then what happens is they're doing their finance business 2 hours every Friday. And all of a sudden this Friday comes up and the weather's inclement and the kids are home from school. Okay? And they can't do it because they have noise in the background and can't get away from it. And that's fine. So they don't get in their 2 hours that week. And then the following week comes up and the Eagles win the Super Bowl. Woohoo! Right? And the parade, and we waited 50 years for this. And I'm a Philly guy, so, you know, pretty exciting stuff. So I don't work that particular day because I waited 50 years for this to happen, and, you know, this is a big deal, and it is a big deal. And then in the third week, I'm looking at my book of business, and I'm not making no money, and I'm saying, oh, man, okay, well, what's going on? Why am I not getting it? You know, I'm not getting this. I attended a training class, and why am I not getting it? And what you think is in that third week that you owe the business the 2 hours on the Friday, but you don't, right? Because what you owe the business is you owe the business 6 hours, right? Because that was the commitment that you made when you came on board was, I'm going to focus on my business 2 hours a week. Well, if you don't do the 2 hours a week, you lied to yourself. You lied to us. And we can give you and invent new things and incentivize and come up with new bonuses and new products and add new lenders and add this and that, but we can't help you on your side of the bargain here, and that's the work of it. So, you know, again, how much time are you spending on the business? Use this worksheet weekly, because what will happen is it'll keep you real honest, right? Because on that third week, you're going to take this sheet out, and if it's blank, so will be your wallet, I can guarantee it, right? But if it is full, what I want you to do is if your pocket's not filling, you bring that to your mentor, you bring that to me personally, and we will figure out how to start filling your pockets if you're putting in the work. But if it's blank, you really have to look in the mirror and say to yourself, you know, am I really putting the effort and the time into my finance business? And if you don't have the time, it's okay. This isn't the military, right? You can pause and do whatever you got to do, but unfortunately, we've built something pretty special here, but if you don't put the time into it, this isn't free money. We're not giving away money trees, so time, okay? So let's move on to the next. How many leads originated? Okay, I love this one. How many leads originated? Now, here's another cool thing about, you know, the company and what we're building here. We are creating this leads funnel where eventually the entire market is going to fall onto our platform, okay? We have massive accounts that are coming into our platform. When you're picking up Facebook groups of 77,000 real estate investors in a day, or you're talking to a LinkedIn group, the biggest that was ever out there, that has 1 million users, or a publicly traded company with 30 million closed loans that's coming in this space and we're the brokerage for them, we are going to decimate the entire market this year. It's coming. There's no way. This thing is a freight train. And everybody on this call is going to be the benefactor and some of the highest paid order takers that ever were in the history of order taking. That's our goal. We've done it. I've done it in the past, and it's happening now, only this is much bigger than anything that I have ever been to achieve in my life. This is just massive because our partners are massive. And these enterprise accounts that I work on are just, they're huge, and it's just kind of crazy. So, but leads originated. I want to get into that, what that really means. So I had an intro. I think a lot of you guys and gals know that we do an intro to the business weekly call for people that are exploring the opportunity or just want to learn about commercial real estate lending in general. We do a call weekly. And I had a guy that wasn't from our industry on the call, and it was the Q&A, and he asked me a really good question. He made a good comment. And he says to me, he said, look, you know, what I see in your program is the most valuable part of your program is that you guys give leads. You know, that's exciting, you know, the leads, because I'm not from your industry. You know, I think the guy was a school teacher, or I did speak to a school teacher. I don't know if he was a school teacher that asked me the question, but he says, yeah, that what I see is the, you know, the most important part of your program is that you have these leads. And I had to tell him, and I said, you know, with all these people on the, you know, that are on the call, I said, no, that is the furthest thing from the truth, is that the leads are is the most important part of our platform. And I said, let me explain this to you. So today, where we are today, I think we have 45 loan portals out there, not including some of the enterprise that are coming on. We're seeing 100, 200, 300 loan submissions a day. Not too bad, right? So leads, internet leads, and we're conquering the whole internet. We're going to do this. The whole internet's going to be ours eventually. All right. So, but the one thing that we can't control when we create that borrower lead that found us somehow is we cannot control who is applying for loans. Right. So think about this. Somebody who's watching Fixer Upper or Tiny House Nation or one of these shows, because it's a renaissance and you have all these really neat programs on TV about fix and flip, so it's free advertising for us to finance people and people selling houses and investors, and all of a sudden they want to pick up the call or go online and say, hey, I want to do this. I don't have any money in the bank and I have no experience, but you know, I want to go do an $800,000 project. Yeah, we can't control that. Now, we have a lot of it, and there's gold in there. So, again, remember, simple numbers game, right? But the leads is a wonderful tool, and it's a way that you can actually start talking to people and learning the business and catch some good deals along with the bad. The beautiful thing about the leads as well, which I'll get into the part, is every potential phone call is revenue in your pocket. So I'm going to get to that next when we start talking about company leads. But let's talk about leads originated. So I'm on the call with this guy, and he says the most important is the leads, and I told him that's the total polar opposite, because here is why. We cannot control who is applying for loans, okay? We can't. People are going to Dr. Google it. They're going to find us, and they're going to apply. Is that a good lead or a bad lead? We don't know, right? Because we can't control who is doing what, right? We could just get our name out there, and you have a lead coming in. So let me ask you, would you rather work on a lead that we gave you, or would you rather speak to your accountant for the past 20 years that has clients that need financing who would endorse you, or the realtor that sold you your house that happens to do commercial properties as well, or the lawyer that helped you with your last legal situation that has known you for the past 15 years? Again, everybody in their own mobile phone has 10, 20 deals, and there's always 6 degrees from somebody. Everybody has personal relationships that are looking for money. You all know real estate investors. You know, the smart folks on the phone are going to the events. You know real estate investors. They always need money. Now, what do you think is the higher probability to close? Somebody who came in and Dr. Googled it, who we don't know who they are, or somebody that knows you, likes you, loves you for years, that will endorse you and do deal after deal after deal with you? Now, what do you think is a better chance of making money and long-term money and repeat business? It is obviously our own networks. That's just life, okay? And again, it just doesn't go for our industry. When somebody opens up an Allstate agency, where do you think Allstate agents or realtors get their first business? Because a lot of those companies really aren't good at providing leads or helping people. Megan, our president, was a realtor and with a very big realty shop, and they gave her no support or leads or anything like that. It was like she was out on her own after she spent thousands and thousands of dollars to become a realtor. Where do you get your first clients in any industry, insurance or realtor? You get them from the people that are around you, who know you, who like you, who want to do business with you. And if you're competitive, you'll get the business, right? So the leads, it's great that we're creating this, but really, how many leads are you originating? This is easy. I mean, look, I can take every single person on this phone, spend an hour with you, and I can guarantee within an hour, using your own cell phone, we could find 2, 3, 5 leads. I can absolutely guarantee we could find 4 or 5 borrowers if I had an hour with each of you, because I'm going to ask very specific questions. Let's get a piece of paper down. Who do you know that's a realtor? Who do you know that's in the real estate? Who do you know that owns a pizza shop or a business? Who's your accountant? Who's your lawyer? Right? I mean, these are the questions you ask, and if we started calling these people, first of all, you're going to reconnect with some people that you like and you haven't talked to in a while, and the second byproduct of this, I can guarantee you they're going to need money or somebody else is going to be. So think about it. How many leads did you originate? Right? Because these are relationships. These people want to work with you. If you look at the end of a week or at the end of the month and you look at your success worksheet and that line item is blank, you are doing yourself a significant disservice, okay, because it's your network is where the gold is, where's the repeat business. I do enterprise for the company, and yet I close 48 deals in a year because I have people that will only do business with me year after year after year. Now, the beautiful part is now they know me, they like me, they trust me, we've made money together. They know that I can get it done, but I don't have to do processing and underwriting. I'd say, hey, Joe, I'm talking to you, how's the kids, how's the property you just bought? Great, you got another one? Here, let's do this 3-minute application, and processing will take you to close. If you need me, get me involved. If not, call me when you get the next one. That's how hard the business is once you have established relationships. So, again, if that line item is blank every week and you're struggling, you can't figure it out, you can just take out your success worksheet and say, God, I didn't even tell anybody last month that I know that I have a finance business, that I have billions of dollars, right? Because this is the call that's kind of scary, because this is accountability is what this phone call is about. This is your success, okay? If that line item's filled out and there's 2 and 3 contacts every day or 5 a week or whatever you're doing, you're going to be well on your way to putting dollars in your pocket or building a successful finance team. Okay, next is company leads. Now, look, it's fantastic that we are going to create more, finance borrowers than ever in the history of mankind in the next couple of years. That's fantastic. Go back to rule number one that I talked about in the beginning. Are you talking to 5 people or are you talking to 10 people? Okay, are you talking to no people? Again, if you're not taking any leads or talking to people, you're not making any money. You know, unfortunately, that's what we do here is we talk to people about the money that we're trying to deploy into the market. And if you're not talking to anybody and that's blank, well, again, why? Unless you're doing this program because you want to learn about the newest lenders and be a part of something that's really neat and you like technology and you really just want to learn on it and you're more of an academic, you're not trying to make money, well, then this worksheet and these questions are kind of irrelevant, right? If you're just aloof, you're multi-billionaire and you're just doing this to instead of golf that day, that's fantastic. But how many leads, company leads, are you taking? Because I can tell you now, and you guys know this, there isn't a day that goes by that Trina's department isn't sending out an email saying, listen, if you're qualified for the leads program, we have more than we can handle. You know, we're getting 200 submissions on a Saturday and Sunday. Somebody has to talk to these clients. And that's the point of this program and why it's so amazing and why we can keep these ridiculous price points for everything that we provide here. It's because we're creating more business than we can handle, and somebody needs to speak to them, and that is your function in the company. We do the real hard part. You get to give away money, okay, like it's a lottery. Now, here's the cool thing that I will tell you about leads, the leads that come in, that speak to we can't control who comes in through a internet lead. The one cool thing about what we do here is unlike almost every other business out there, especially anybody that even remotely is trying to compete with us, is the fact that every person that you speak to is potential revenue, okay? And what I mean by that is I remember when I used to see terrible leads, I got somebody who has a 500 FICO and they want to buy a casino and they have $50 in their bank account. And I would get that lead and I would want to cry. Like, why is this even on my desk? This is crazy. Is this person a 10? Listen, we're not dream killers here, right? But the casino industry is highly regulated and you need to have experience and you probably should have hundreds of millions of dollars and your credit should be fairly decent, right? So, But we're not here. We're not dream killers, and it's okay that somebody wants to apply for a casino. And maybe back in the day when I was a younger guy, I'd probably take that lead and I would throw it in the trash and not tell anybody, or lost it, or I never got it, right? Before we went to accountability and CRMs and everything else, when I used to work off paper leads. That's how old I am. But think about this. Now I get jacked if I get to, because I take leads as well, because I also want to know the pulse of my own market. So I really want to personally speak to borrowers from the time to time when I can, to find out what's going on, who's competing out there, who's doing what, see if we can pick up a new lender or a new investor. You know, I also try to be in the business, because we're in the business and I need to be in the trenches. But, you know, so even if I got that kind of lead, I'm still anxious to talk to them, because here's why. Now I can say to them, well, listen, you know, the casino industry, it's highly political, and you really have to have a lot of money. And what's going on with this 550 FICO score? Tell me about yourself, Mr. Borrower, Dreamer. And then they start telling me about themselves, because people like to talk about themselves and their aspirations. And if they're going for casino, they got big aspirations. And unfortunately, I'm not trying to kill their dream, but I'm going to educate them. I'm going to say, listen, you know, casino, probably not the first place you should start. Have you ever thought about fix and flip? Have you ever thought about doing maybe a $75,000 or $100,000 deal? You know, you don't have any down money. Do you have some friends with down money? Do you have parents? You're a young guy. Okay, well, you're interested in real estate is what I'm hearing. Yeah, you are. Well, would you like to learn the finance side? Because I'm always looking for partners to join my team. You know, you're not going to ever qualify for a casino deal, and maybe you will 20 years from now be Steve Wynn, but in the meantime, while you're out here talking to real estate or going to your real estate investment class or the people that you're learning the business or whatever you're doing in the real estate side, why don't you add finance, because you'll double your income, and be on my team with me. We'll do it together, and we'll do networking events and everything else. And you know what happens when they sign up? I made $125 instantly, and I get 3% off their book of business for the rest of my life. Now, believe this, okay? I get paid every day, okay? That's my short-term goal, because I don't care if I can make a $10,000 commission, because that's fantastic, right? That's sexy. Next week, $30,000 commission, right? That's cool stuff, seeing people make 30 grand, right? But I don't step over $125 in a 3% book of business. Ever will I not do that. Do you understand? We have people here today that are making $300, $400, $500, $600 cash in their pocket instantly and building a team, book a business, lifetime overrides. It's happening every single day, and they're talking to bad borrowers and bad leads. Okay? You want to make $500 today, every day? Take 5, 10 leads. Because guess what? If they're not loans, why would they not want to learn about the finance side, which can give them the ability to double their income if they're already out there trying to do real estate and originating? It's crazy for somebody to be in real estate and not also to be in finance. It's insanity, right? So you want to make money right when we get off this call today? I can guarantee you Trina has some people that need to talk to, and I can guarantee if you talk to 5, 10 people and you drive them to an intro call, you will make money right now, every day. Now, it's also your long-term play here as well, because I like $125, but guess what? That 3% override when you have 500 or 1,000 becomes big-time income, right? So that's my long-term play too. Build a big team, get paid instantly, make my 30 to 45, 60-day closed on closed loans money. See, I got the plan. But guess what? You got to use this success worksheet, because this is what is going to keep you honest to your business, and it is also what's going to allow us in management to be able to help you and your mentors. If you are struggling someplace, we're going to know, because we're going to be able to go to your success worksheet and be able to tell you, hey, here's where we're weak. Here's where you need to be picking up things and things like that. So, all right, let's move on to the next one. How much time is spent on follow-up? All right, so listen. Again, I don't want to talk about generalizations of every business, but the fortune is in the follow-up, okay? That's where the fortune lives in any business, is the follow-up. I will tell you, one of our all-stars, TJ Reese, accountant for the state of Michigan, if you don't believe the fortune's in the follow-up, please send TJ an email, okay? Because TJ closes, and he closes like a madman, okay? And he has submissions coming in that we can barely keep up with TJ. And guess what he did? The first year that he was in this business, he was struggling, right? But he had faith. And he really believed that we had a system over all these years that we've kind of figured out something really special. So we developed something really, really special, and he says, I'm going to do this. And his wife is saying, oh my God, are you ever going to make money? You're trying, and this leads bad, that leads bad, and everything else. And TJ just blind faith, and I love the guy, and he just did it, right? And he followed it, and he believed, and we helped him, and he learned the business. And what happened at the early this part of this year was that it broke loose. Every seed that he had planted, because that's what we do, every single person that didn't need a loan last year came back to TJ as the local loan guy and said, I'm ready to borrow from you now, TJ. And then he started closing. One deal, two deal, three deal, four deal, five deal, six deal, seven deal, eight deal. Two appraisals ordered this week. You see, real money, right? Because you know why? Because the fortune is in the follow-up. And TJ listened, and he followed up with his people, whether it was with an email or a phone call, and now his business is taking off and going into the stratosphere, okay? So if you want to talk about what follow-up means, get the protocol sheet, bang TJ an email, and find out how a real professional is doing this. Account for the state of Michigan doesn't have a lot of time, but is making that supplemental income, and pretty soon our income here is going to far surpass what he's making for the state, and this is what he came looking for. Talk to TJ. He's prime example. The fortune's in the follow-up. And again, it's not just our business. This is basic sales 101. You got to follow up with people, because if they apply for a loan now and they are in the real estate industry and we just didn't get it done or the property fell apart, they come back. You know, I have reps that literally, Kay, you know, here's a woman that talked to a borrower, I think, for 10 minutes, and the guy's like closing his sixth deal with us. She talked to him for 10 minutes, had no involvement in the last five deals and getting paid on every one of those deals. Imagine getting 5 or 10 of those borrowers that borrow 5, 6 times from you. I mean, think about that. Do the math over 12 months. If you had 3 or 4 people like that, you're making significant income. For what? A 10-minute introduction call, and the guy saw how hard we work and how good Megan's team is and Ryan and how these people work to close loans. Now we're closing, and she had 10 minutes on that one single client, got paid last week on the fifth deal the guy's done with us. He's already got another deal in with us. So the fortune's in the follow-up. All right, next topic. Networking events. Look, this is not everyone's forte, networking events, okay? It's not mine, right? It's just not. It's not my format of how I do it. But I will tell you this. There is nothing, there are few things out there that are as good old-fashioned going to networking events for real estate events or people that are looking for financing. I'm just telling you now, it is proven. It's an age-old thing to do, and it is still one of the most relevant things that you could do today. I mean, I'm telling you now, Megan Krejci, our president, watched her in a single year early on in her career originate 400 loan submissions in 8 months. And all she did was go out to networking events, and she was a realtor that knew next to nothing about finance and created 400 loan submissions in an 8-month period of time. That is ridiculous, okay? And she actually convinced me to go to a networking event many years ago, and I was really half-hearted about it because it's not my forte, it's not what I do. And you know, here I am, I go to this event, and we speak last, and next thing you know, we're like rock stars. You would think it was like Elvis Presley or Michael Jackson or something in the room, that people were ripping our business cards out of our hands. So networking events, make sure you go. Don't take it from me. Call the 800 number. We have, you know, reps that work the lines. Ludmilla, one of our newer reps, is grabbing a lot of phone time because that's what she wants to do, is grab phone time, get those clients as they come in live. Ludmilla and one of her newer recruits just went to a networking event. Call the 800 number, and you know, call our 800 number. Ask Ludmilla how did her event go? And it'll blow you away, her response to you. So I will tell you, there is nothing like networking events. It's just magic. You get to be the go-to person in the room, the finance person. And, you know, I will tell you, it's just really, there's few medium like that where you can go and pick up lots of deals. And once you get to be known in those groups, you become the finance person. It's just business that just self-perpetuates itself if you go to those networking events. It's just so proven. So next, on to the next one. How much time are you on social media? Okay, so, all right, this all is new to me, social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, all these things. My first round, I think you guys know my story, I had 17,000 brokers. I built a business over 15 years with business cards, okay? And I became one of the largest super wholesalers prior to the market collapse that ever was in my little small niche of lending. And I had business cards, and it just spread like wildfire, and I wrote some articles and some books and blah, blah, blah. I didn't have these things, social media now, where you can pick up Ludmilla's account, 77,000 Facebook CRE real estate people, right? It is ridiculous what is online. You know, another all-star, Marty J. Marty J., all of his deals that he has closed, all-stars, was right off of bigger pockets, okay? Never taken a company lead. All of his deals are self-originated off of the website bigger pockets, okay? And he's closed some very nice-sized deals, bigger pockets. So spend time on social media. The cool thing about social media is that you can do it whenever. You can do it from your mobile phone. You can do it while you're in the grocery line and put something on your page or network. You can do it at any time. You can do it in the middle of the night when that family's asleep and you can't sleep, and you could go right on social media and put some things out there, networking, and there's big groups that you can join. So social media is like a game changer on how to build a business if you really limit it on time, because you can find any time to be on social media, and it's effective. Okay, I'll move on to the next, the dialer. I hope you guys all know we have a dialer. We also have massive databases, and we're constantly buying more databases. The databases that we buy, we have local realtors that are in your area that we can sort by geography. We have leads. We have big databases of leads, prior borrowers that somebody should be calling because the fortune's in the follow-up. There's not gold in those hills. There's diamonds in those hills. Somebody just needs to call them. We buy property owners lists from some of the big platforms. We have bought many property owner lists. We know for a fact they own real estate. Some of them, you know, we try to get data when their balloons are coming due, but we have property owners. So if you want to talk to some property owners, all of these databases are expensive, and we spend all this money for you guys, and we have the technology where you can just pick up the phone and have your laptop in front of you, and name after name after name of realtors that are right in the five-mile radius of you will pop up, or property owners that we know for a fact that they own real estate. So we do have a dialer system that is extremely effective, okay? Use it. This stuff is magical. This is the tools that you guys are paying for in your desk. This stuff is expensive. We don't want it to have dust on it. There's magic there. There's gold. But, you know, again, we cannot make people do what they're supposed to be doing. We can just keep adding cool stuff and ways for you to make money. And hopefully you get on a dialer and realize the fact that every person is potential revenue, because either they need a loan or they're a realtor and they're looking at commercial properties, or they're a potential partner where you can make instant cash and lifetime residual overrides. So the dialer is there. If you don't know about it, there is a training on it. You can ask Trina about it and do that. So marketing material email sent out goes without saying. If you have networks, use them. If you have social media, use them. We do some of this automated for you. I personally, even though we're really insane busy here trying to build a very big business for you guys, and we have some really cool things that are happening and some cool technology, at least once a week, if you're a follower of mine on my LinkedIn, at least once a week I'm talking something about the business, whether it's a loan program, whether it's the size of the business, whether it's the unique opportunity we offer. I try to do that at least once a week personally, no matter how busy I am, but that's just me. But I will tell you, I get people joining my team by doing it, and I also pick up loans by doing it. So, you know, get those marketing materials out. Every single week we create new marketing materials for all of you to use. Every week, you know, Megan and team, they're creating marketing materials. If you go into your back-end portal, there's more marketing materials that you could, you would never run out of marketing materials. So use them. Send them out. You don't have to even, there's, what's cool about that is you don't even have to think about it. The marketing materials are done for you. All you got to do is cut and paste, email it out, put it on social media, and that thought process is done for you. We'll tell you what the highest converting marketing materials we are if you're recruiting. We'll give you that type of stuff to make sure you're putting out the stuff that's putting money into your pocket. Okay, the next one, enterprise-level accounts. That's really what I do for the company is I go out and get the big accounts that can generate lots of borrowers or lots of partners. Okay, we're doing that for you, okay, and we're working with mega groups, and soon we're hitting this weekend. We're starting with a very big enterprise level campaign. We're going after every major RIA, every major bank, every major listings platform, every major commercial real estate brokerage. We're going after all of them. Okay? I've been saying this. We're going after the entire market. Come this weekend, marketing will touch every CEO or C-level person at every single type of group that exists in our industry, and we will pound them, and we will build portals for them, and they will create more business, and we will be assigning some of those accounts out into our people that are on the call, these net branches. You guys will inherit some of this. So enterprise, again, I wouldn't spend a ton of time on enterprise because we're doing this for you, but enterprise can be the small enterprise. It can be the local bank down the street from you, credit union, or SNL that has three locations. Well, that's a good source for their turndowns because, remember, they've turned down 80% of what they see on a regular basis. We still call that enterprise. I mean, look, if you have a local bank that has three branches and they do commercial loans, they're turning away 80% of their customers that bank with them because they're federally regulated and that's what their turndown ratio is. That's a lot of business for a single person, and you're not, what are you doing? They're, and we'll build a portal for them, by the way. You know, they'll have their own, you know, Bank of America turndown portal for their people, and all those deals that come in are about, they're your accounts, they're your clients. So enterprise, you know, if I was on the other side, I wouldn't spend a ton of time, but I would spend some time on it. You know, try one or two big enterprise accounts a month and send somebody, you know, an email once a month saying, hey, I'm still out here. Would you like a loan portal for your turndowns? Again, wouldn't spend a lot of time on it, but I absolutely would spend some time on it in a monthly, every month I would put something in that. So team building and own network, we already touched on the importance of our own networks. I mean, that's where business is found in any industry, is our own networks. If you're over the age of 21, you know somebody who wants to make some money, get their side hustle on, or you know somebody who needs money, you know, whether it's a real estate investor. That's just fact, okay? If you're over 21, you know a couple people. If you're my age, you know thousands of people that need money or are trying to make money, okay? So I cannot tell you the value of your own personal networks, but we already really touched on that. Okay, business education. You know, look, this platform we've built here is Earn While You Learn, okay? Earn While You Learn. So we want you to get through your core classes. That's the most important. If you want to be, if you're not eligible for the LEADS program, please get eligible for the LEADS program because we're creating business. This is why this opportunity exists for you, is because we're creating business. You're the front end. We're the back end. That's why this is such a neat partnership. So, you know, once you're through your core classes, please start gobbling up as many leads as you can. Now, what I will tell you is, again, you just have to put in the time and you have to do it. It's just part of the business. But also education. If you can catch a live call during the week, and this is continuing education, you don't pay any extra for it. Catch a lender call here and there. If it's a lender topic that you're interested in, if it's a new rehabber, 100% financing, whatever the next is coming, try and catch them. All of it is recorded. By the way, the training portal is being redone, so we're going to be putting this in smaller bite size, easy, more, a little bit more manageable because it's kind of a big Goliath there right now. So that will be changing in the coming weeks. It'll be easier to grab the little things that you may be interested in. There's a lot of sales training in there, classes like this. If you miss or if you ever get sideways and you kind of really need to recharge yourself before you go to your mentor, I would listen to a class like this. But you always want to try and keep yourself as educated as you possibly can. The training doesn't stop at the core. I mean, it can if you want, but look, the more you know about your craft, the better that you're going to be. And this is continuing education. Gobble it up. Absorb it, okay? Because we have some really cool classes that are going to be coming this year with this enterprise stuff and the pricing engine, really cool stuff. So when you can make the live classes, make the live classes. You don't have to make them all. Obviously, you don't have to go through 100 hours of training. But just look, it's common sense. You know, if you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, you're a realtor, you're an accountant, everybody does continuing education because the world moves fast nowadays, all right? It just does. So it makes sense that you move along with it. And education, the more you know, probably is going to directly translate to how much money you're going to make. So that's really it, folks. That's the success worksheet. This is what's going to keep you honest. This is what's going to allow us and management and your mentors to help you based on what we read here. So here's what I'd like to do now is I do want to open it up for some questions and answers. Hang on one second. Okay, to jump on the Q&A, all you have to do is press *6. And come on, guys, let's get some questions going. All right. There we go. All right. Give me one second. Okay, I got an 806.
This is Shelby Holly.
And hey, Shelby Holly. How are you?
Okay. I've been looking at this sheet while you were talking, and sure, I like it, but it would be very helpful to me if it was a line sheet so that I could keep my check marks in the right spot.
Absolutely. Listen, here's the cool thing. You know, Shelby, we come up with these ideas because we want everybody to be successful. Because guess what? If you're not making money, we're not making money, right? So that's the point of this as well, right? This is a two-way street. So we want to make money together, and it's great that we get to share it as business partners. So we come up with these tools, right, and we come up with the latest thing or the latest technology, but it doesn't mean we're perfect. So if you ever get something like that and you need a tweak or a modification so it fits you, pop an email over to us, and you know we'll get it done for you. So, yeah, if that makes it easier, we can – increase the print, whatever, you know, but again, yeah, we do that. I mean, that's another cool thing that I'm proud about being a part of this company is that I've never seen a company that is so fluid to the needs of the market and to the needs of the people that they work with. I mean, it's crazy. You know, Ludmilla, you know, wanted to go to her first networking event, her and a local recruit that she had. So her and this other woman went to their first networking event, and Megan Krejci jumped right in and said, listen, I'll do a webinar with you. Created this a video presentation. I mean, we move fast here. I mean, we're busy, but yeah, anything that you need, all you got to do is pop an email over. I'll send you the protocol sheet. If you don't know who to send it to me, and at least I'll send it to the right direction. Yeah, but whatever you need, we'll create that for you. Well, so that's I love that stuff.
You can expect an email from me because that would help me, and I suspect it would a lot of other people too. I do have
send
a
it over.
Question.
Come on, you got the floor.
Okay. I want to start utilizing Facebook as much as I can. I don't know a lot about Facebook, but I've got my wife, my daughters, my son, all kinds of friends are on Facebook hours every day.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about sending them all of them a message and just say, who do you know that could use some money for real estate?
That's it. It gets even more fun than that, though. Who do you know that needs money? Because you can build a team, right? You can make instant cash Is anybody looking to make some money? By the way, what I do is I do commercial real estate loans. So it's a double message that you can put out there.
Oh,
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't stop. Absolutely. Listen, that's the what I have to impart to everybody. Every single person you speak to is revenue, okay? Every single person. You don't listen, if you ever hear me talk to a borrower, tell me about your deal, let me get this app done. As soon as we're done the app, hey, we're going to get you an approval in 24 hours, or we'll come back with some more questions. By the way, you're in the real estate. You go to networking events? Oh, yeah, I belong to this, RIA. Great. You ever think about being on the finance side? What does that mean, Chris? Well, it means I can triple your income. Huh? Yeah, join my weekly call, man. Jump on. I just made $125. You think I don't do that? $125 and 3% forever. I mean, come on.
I want to pick your brain just a minute on that.
Please.
I invited six people to sit in on this call today. Not one of them showed up. Obviously, I didn't ask the question the right way.
Yeah, so let us steer you in that. But what I would do, number one, and I'm glad you brought that up, don't ever invite anybody to internal training calls. So that's a no-no, but that's okay. now you know.
Oh,
yeah,
I thought these were recruiting calls as a reason.
No. This is a training. We have two types of calls during the week. We have our core training call, our training calls for IEP. Those are private calls. The recruiting calls or prospect calls for people that are interested in the business, they're every Tuesday, 1 o'clock, Wednesday, 3 o'clock, Thursday, 1 o'clock. These calls are for IEP. This is part of the education program, and there is very few free education out there, and it's a part of the value of the program. So, yeah, just be careful. We don't want them on these private training calls. And we've been seeing the weird numbers pop up. And again, we're going to have to start switching that up and have an access code or something else. So
I got confused, Chris.
That's okay.
I knew that Tuesday and Thursday's at 1 and the Wednesday at 3.
Yeah.
And I looked at this one, and it said 3 on Thursday, and I thought, well, they changed it the time for some reason today. So.
we do the intro to the business calls, and then we do actual training calls for IEP. So you want to, if you have people that you want to learn about the opportunity, they go to the other calls. They don't go to these calls because we definitely don't want. Yeah, we definitely don't want people that are not a part of our platform on our lender calls, especially. Okay, because the lender calls give us proprietary information. They're very private calls, so it's not a big deal. But just, I'm glad you brought that up because there's other people on the call. Do not invite somebody who's not to our program to these calls. Okay, these are private. So here's what I want to tell you. I'm so glad that that came up for a lot of different reasons. So here's the deal. Remember, you're talking, just me and Case, 20 plus years doing this, right? If you can't tell, I can do this and I do this in my sleep, right? It's my DNA. It's who I am. It's my craft. You do not have to reinvent the wheel, okay? Remember, everybody on the call, and you, Shelby, I work for you. Okay? Megan works for you. We're teammates. We're partners. Okay? And our goal is to make you successful. Okay? Because if you're successful, the company's successful, we're successful. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. So here's how this works. Okay? If you have somebody that is willing to hear about what you do and what you're doing that could use some extra coin or might need some money, you don't have to tell them about it. Okay, what you can say is, look, I'm now a finance agent representing this company. We do commercial real estate loans. Pretty cool company. I'm pretty happy. I like it. We're going to make some money. Would you like to make some money with me? And they should say yes or no, right? Or no. Shelby, I don't have any time. Or, yeah, it sounds interesting. Well, good. You have a half hour? Can you join a call? Can you hear Chris talk about it and what's happening and the exciting thing? Can you do a half hour call? Fantastic. All you're going to do at that point is you're going to email me, okay? Me. And I don't always, by the way, guys, if you ever get a task in the CRM or an email address, I have people that run my email for me sometimes, and the task, it's not always me. So I know people are like, hey, Chris, and I'm like, I don't see some of that sometimes, but here's what I want you to do. If you get a list or a person or five people that have said to you, hey, Shelby, yeah, you know what, I'll make it. Get their name, their phone number, and their email address, and send it over to me saying they're interested in learning more. Because here's what happens next, right? You just tell them what you're doing. If they say that they'll indulge you and they'll get on a call, you send it over to us. Now, here's what happens next. You go into the CRM, and if you can put it in the CRM, that'd be fantastic because it saves us a step.
I'm a slow-talking Texan. I live in New York right now, but I'm a slow-talking Texan. That term, CRM, Megan was saying it the other day, and I swear to God, I thought she was saying serum.
Well, listen, the CRM is your money. It's a lead management system that part of what you pay for. So all of your leads, it's like it sounds like you're an old school like me. It's like a Rolodex. Remember the old Rolodex where you used to keep your phone numbers in it? This is an online version of that. It's a digital version of that, okay? And it is your Bible.
I got another question on that.
Is the
CRM part of our program that we've bought into?
Yes, it is included. No, everything is included. That's what makes this ridiculous. Because all this stuff costs a lot of money. We're giving it away for nothing. But it is included. So here's what I want to tell you, Shelby. I'm going to finish the one last question. I do have to move on to the next caller because we spent some time. But I do want to get you to where you need to be on this one topic. So you invited five people. That's not what you need to do. What you need to do is give me the five people, their phone numbers and their email addresses. Make sure they're in the CRM because that's how you get paid. So make sure when you get off this call in the next day or two, you got to get through the training on the CRM and learn how to use it because it is your money. Because guess what? If a deal closes or somebody signs up and they're not in that CRM registered you, we don't know how to pay you. You understand? That's your wallet. All right? That's how we cut commission checks. So you better take that training class next, okay? It's online. It's important. So let me walk you through it, CRM aside. You would email us over, Joe Smith, phone number, email address, is interested in the program. That's all you do. Here's what happens next. Joe Smith gets an email saying, hey, you are now pre-sponsored by Shelby Holly. He thought well enough of you to sponsor you into this private membership program, and here's information on the program. And they're going to get a write-up on the program. They're going to get invited to the call in that email where they can click on a button and register for the class, and they're going to get lots of attachments to talk about the program. Right? So now, remember, 25 years of information they're getting now. They're not getting Shelby Holly's new pro of the program. They're getting the program, right, what they really need to be seeing and getting invited to. Then what happens next is 2 days later, if they have not joined on for an intro to the business call or they have not responded to an email, they will get pinged with another email from us saying, hey, did you have a chance to join one of our calls or have you had a chance to read over the information? So they get hit a second time. Now, if another couple days goes by, they don't do anything, you will then get the rep assigned back to you in the CRM, and it says, hey, Shelby, your guy, we touched him 2-3 times. He's not doing anything. You might want to call him or send him an email. And here's what happens beyond now. Here's what happens beyond that. Now your guy gets on our monthly marketing materials about the program. And they might not join right now, but let's say they join 6 months from now, but they're in the CRM under you, and you long forgot about that person. And let's say Joe Smith, he signs up in October of this year, and you hadn't talked to him since then. You get paid that day, and you get a 3% override on his book of business for the rest of your life. See how cool that is? Right? Get your people in the CRM and let us know that you have people interested in the program. We close for you. All right, Shelly, that's part of the program, not extra. This is all included. So you asked some phenomenal questions, but I implore you, I want to work with you. You got to learn about the CRM because it is the lifeblood of our business and your business, okay?
So Megan's serum is the diamonds of my business.
They are. It is the diamonds of your business. So just make sure you get on the serum, and I'm going to start using that. The serum, they're going to be like, "What are you talking about?" I said, "We got the coolest serum you could think of." You get bit by a snake. We got the serum. All right, Shelby, I got to rock and roll, man. I'll see you on the next training call, all right? All right, I'm going to move on. I got a 720. How are you?
Hi, Chris.
Hey, who do I got?
This is Mike Cashola. How are you?
Hey, Mike, how you doing? I'm seeing those submissions, buddy. So I was hoping to speak to you on this call. How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
Yeah, I was waiting on you, buddy. Go ahead.
I have a question. I haven't utilized the dialer yet. Do you have any instructions how to use it or where to go and get it?
What was the question? I'm sorry, I missed that. I was still laughing.
about the dialer. I did not spend any time on it, even though I have plenty of time to spend.
I'm
totally committed to this business, so
great.
I need instructions on how to get into it and use it and utilize it.
Absolutely. So all you have to do is send an email over to Trina's team. There's a training on the dialer. They have unbelievable tech support. The dialer that we pay for, they're phenomenal. Get through the dialer, and then all you have to do on the dialer, what I would do is I would take a sampling of the databases that we have. You know, I would tell Trina, hey, Trina, I want to work on, you know, local realtors or, you know, this week, or I want to work on some prior borrowers, you know, some other databases, or I want to work on lead hunters, and see which one, feel them out, you know. But again, this is part of the program. I mean, you're going to be really surprised. You know, some people they're just going to say, hey, I don't need a loan yet. But I don't think that they've, you know, a lot of these people, especially the earlier borrowers, they haven't heard that they can have a finance business now, or really where this is morphing into. You're gonna be really surprised. I can guarantee if you do that, put some time to that, you'll be putting money in your pocket every day. I can guarantee it. You know, you will. Okay. So, yeah, just send an email to her. So go ahead. Next question.
My next question was, I spoke with Dana, the person who sponsored me, I think about a week ago or more than that. About the IT helping us on the social media. And we haven't got any help yet on that.
Not a problem. On social media, just so you know, we use an automated social media platform, and they just hit us with this $6,000 bill. Look, everything we do, all this stuff is crazy expensive. Yeah, $6,000. I'm like, come on. Everything costs money. So all of a sudden, I got a new $6,000 bill looking down. I'm like, whoa, we can just post. Okay, slow down. So here's what I'll tell you on social media. Okay. I am beating them up on the pricing on this thing. I think they're way overpriced for what we do, but within the next week or so, we'll see if we continue with this company. If we do continue with them, we will automatically be posting into your social media weekly. And what it says after the message is contact you, you know, where you're seeing this message. We'll do that automatically for you. If I can't get them off their price, it is just way too expensive. What we'll do is we'll create, you know, every week you get weekly marketing materials.
Yeah,
and all you have
that.
To do... Yeah, and all you have to do is cut and paste and throw it on your LinkedIn, Facebook, or whatever. Now, again, if you want to make social media effective, okay, all you have to do is join the groups, right, that are interesting, commercial real estate, people that are work from home, women business owners, whatever you want to be a part of, join the group. Once you become in that group, you get to post in that group about certain things, whether it's an opportunity or a loan. And you also get to friend these people. I don't know if it's called friending on LinkedIn. Again, I'm not the, you know, again, I'm old dog. This is all new stuff.
Maybe you could invite me to your LinkedIn because I am. I have a lot of groups on LinkedIn, but nothing got to do with this type of business. I used to be a linguist back, and I have, like, plenty of groups that are all linguists, so... I want to utilize that too. I want to utilize that too, but also I want to get on the commercial side, commercial learning side.
Absolutely, and you know it's funny it's interesting about this, and this is and Mike, I know you have an accent. If you don't mind me asking, where are you from? What's your background?
The country that we invaded 15 years ago, Iraq.
Okay. All right. So, listen, I'm Spanish and Italian, so don't hold it against me. So here was an interesting call that I heard earlier, and I was never really able to penetrate this call with this woman. She was on one of my intro to business calls. She was phenomenal. She had lightning coming off of her. I mean, I literally called her after the call. She was in the subprime residential market. She was what I was doing in the commercial market before the collapse. And she had like thousands of people in her network. And what she had done, what her big secret to success was, she went after specific demographics. So she had, you know, a group of Asian investors, and she had a group of Indian investors. And I will tell you, if you can penetrate some of the, you know, the demographics of, you know, niche demographics by nationality, I'm telling you, sometimes you can bring whole groups of people into your network if you can do that. And that's why I bring that up, because, you know, people, a lot of the nationalities, especially certain ones, are very loyal to doing business with the people of their nationality. Yeah. Now, you know, the older our country gets, that becomes more diluted. But believe me, some of these groups are very, you do one loan for one guy on a block, and next thing you're doing 10 loans. You understand? So that is really smart. Yeah. So I'm telling you, the woman, she blew me away today on the call earlier. So that's something to think about while you're out there navigating. But look, the good news is either we're going to do it for you automatically, and I'll know within a week if this woman's going to accept my price point, or we're just going to give you the marketing materials, and you're going to need to take the 5 to 10 minutes and just post it on your LinkedIn. And a lot of these social networks, too, are multi-linked to others. So if you post on LinkedIn, it'll automatically post into Twitter or Facebook. Again, I'm not the guy for that. And the only thing that I'll ask, too, is, look, we have resources dedicated to you guys, and you will see the deeper you get or when you get into loans how hard we work. You know, when you get into a loan that's proceeding – And you're copied, but you don't have to do anything, but you get copied on all the communication. And when you see the 100th email that comes through about your loan, the 100th, because of the title company and all the other stuff that we do, you're going to be like, oh, my God, how do these people make any money? Because they spend all this time on my loans. What are they doing? So the only thing that I ask, and this is for you too, Shelby, is that, look, we have our resources here, but again, you can't come to us like if you're trying to figure out your social media, right? You're going to have to – Facebook has wonderful tutorials for that, you know, or if you can't figure out the CRM, we have a class on it, and less annoying CRMs is customer service is second to none. So just sometimes, you know, please be cautious of the valuable resources we spend on you, because here's what we're doing. We're trying to make you all a lot of money, but if we're talking about – you know, Facebook set up. That's not what we do here professionally. You know, Facebook can show you how to do that. You know, they know it better. So just be cautious on that. But I like where you're at. But I'll let you know if we're still going to continue doing the automatic posting. And if not, it takes you – listen, I post on my LinkedIn once a week. I have a thought pop in my head. It may be Friday night when I'm cracking a beer. It might be Monday morning when I'm brushing my teeth. I go right on LinkedIn, couple sentences – and there you go. There's my message for the week. And I do that religiously. So if you Facebook me, I mean LinkedIn me, you'll see that I'm always posting once a week. Once a week is enough for me because I do other things, but I try and stay relevant. It's Perez, P-R-E-Z, Chris, Christopher Perez.
P-R-E-Z, okay.
Yeah. All right, do you have one more question, Mike? Because I got to move on to the next.
Thank you.
All right, great. Fantastic. Okay, so let me move on to our next caller. Okay, I got a 703.
Hey, Chris, this is Gaber Nichols down here in Washington, D.C., Baltimore region.
Gaber Nichols, D.C., you're my neighbor, 2.5 hours.
Well, I had an old firehouse up in Camden, New Jersey. It's firehouse number 6 on the waterfront. It's a historic building. But I can relate to the story where, gee, Mr. Nichols, how many banks were you turned down on a building you owned cash in Camden?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, well, Camden.
A lot of
the
guys I deal with, I got a couple tuned questions here. A lot of guys I deal with, like in Baltimore, Maryland, where you have similar buildings that are nice, great buildings. I'm an architect. I love buildings. I want to work with them. But bankers are going to say no. So what I'm going to start to do, I think, is send some letters out to the guys that started new businesses in Baltimore through the Baltimore Business Journal. Go on their job site, leave them a card, and, oh, by the way, if you need design help, I can also help you there, but everybody needs money. So, question.
Yeah.
If qualified for leads, it looks like I'm at 63% complete of the core program. If I hit 100%, am I then qualified to come back in your loop and get some leads that you've got out there?
All you have to do is, if you've gone through the core classes, it's only the first 6 hours of training. If you're through the core classes, you're eligible for the five leads program. No, you could take leads now. You don't have to get through all the training. You just need to get through the six core classes. It's called the core. And if you're not sure what that, how to make sure you did it, just talk to Trina. But, yeah, once you're through that, that's the then you're eligible for leads. We have a whole leads program.
Okay, now next question. To train on the CRM, I think there's a specific audio version of that.
There is.
Or an audio or a video I have to look at.
There's an audio of it, and then if you really want to get down and dirty, we use Less Annoying CRM. You can go rate it there, and they have videos, tutorials. It's believe me, if I figured out how to use it, anybody can. I'm telling you, technology, even though I own a technology company, is not my forte. But the CRM is just, it's one of the easiest out there. You log in, you put a borrower's name, phone number, email, keep notes. It can tell you calendar, call the guy in 2 weeks. It really is. The fortune's in the follow-up. So anybody that doesn't know how to use the CRM that's on this call, I implore you, the next time piece of training that you do, it's so important because it's your money, all right? Because if you tell somebody about this program or tell somebody you have money and they're not in that CRM and we closed them, we don't know to pay you. We look them up in the CRM. That's how we know to pay you. The wiring is it's all interconnected. So the CRM is your wallet. That's your paycheck. That's all your work is that CRM. So please familiarize yourself with it. It is imperative to your business. So great question, Peter.
And then my last takeaway here for all the folks out there is basically I think if you work the routine, I mean, I'm self-employed, so I got to do this plus that, and you commit to say, okay, two calls a day, that's 14 a week. I'm going to basically go in there and send two letters to guys that just bought and opened a new business in Baltimore. I think over time, after you contact 1,000 people minimum, things will start to happen.
Gaber, truer words have never been spoken, because here's why. Okay, if you spend 2 hours a week on your business, okay, and let's say you talk to 10 people, okay, or left 10 voicemails, but 10, and you did that every week. So 2 hours, about 10, sure, you could do it. 10, that's 40 a month, that's 480 a year, 500 contacts a year.
Right.
I'm going to tell you right now, anybody on this phone, if you touched 480 people and if you didn't make money, I would give you $1,000 cash. I'd give you $10,000, all right, because it's impossible. If you put in the time, that number X that I talked about in the beginning is a true formula, all right? You know, Gaver's talking about 1,000. I'm talking about half of that. You will make money. I can guarantee if you did it and you started this, you started using a success worksheet and you really started showing some numbers here, I can guarantee you'll be making money every day. Because guess what? Real estate investors don't know that they can be on the finance side of the fence and double dip. Every single person you talk to, one of our leads, is money in your pocket. And I'm telling you, yes, it's great getting $5,000 or $10,000 commercial, but you know what's really cool? Talking to somebody about their loan business and making $125 and you spend a half hour with them. I don't care who you are, $125, $250 an hour, that's what attorneys, good attorneys make, right? That's not bad, and that includes the $5,000 commission if it's a loan. So, Gaber, that's true words have never been seen. Listen, if you follow the formula, I'm going to tell you I follow the formula. I do everything that you guys do and then times 1,000, but I do everything that everybody on this phone does. I am right now talking to the largest real estate LinkedIn groups with over 1.1 million followers, right? And the guy blew me off. Like, the guy is the biggest real estate LinkedIn groups on LinkedIn. So you can imagine he's a monster to get a hold of. But he was on my enterprise list, and I am tenacious until you tell me to go pound sand. You got to tell me no, or I'm going to be on you. That's the type of guy I am. I'm a salesman, right? You got to tell me no. All right, so So I would do is LinkedIn this guy. I would send him an email. Hey, we're still doing the business. You guys should be on the finance side. Hey, I'm still in the business. I would send him my marketing. I would send him this. And guess what happened? One day I wake up and he says, listen, talk to my partner, Mark. This sounds interesting. And I talked to Mark. And in the next couple of weeks, we may pick up 1 million real estate investors, 1 million. What do you think is going to happen? To everybody on the phone, you think I can handle 1 million people myself? Do you understand? You guys are going to be the highest paid order takers that ever were in the history of mankind. That's one account. But you know what? The only reason that I got this guy is because I was in front of him monthly, and I just was, until he said no, I was going to keep messaging him. And he didn't delete me from his messages books. And I had a call with his partner last week, and here we are. I already built him a beta portal, a finance portal. All he has to do is say, yeah, let's get started. 1 million people. All of you get crazy busy. All of you, the money, that it's going to be so long. That's this type of stuff. But, again, you got to put in the work. And, Gaber, thank you so much for that, man. I could end right there, and that was, like, the coolest thing that I heard is that, that's right, if you do and you're consistent with it, it does become near impossible to fail. So thank you so much. And give me an excuse to come down and hang with you in D.C.
One more for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Some won't next.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. Who cares? Exactly. Give me an excuse to get down to D.C., man. I want to take my kids to the Smithsonian.
Hey, I'll be up in Philadelphia in, I think, August.
Well, pop me an email, man. Maybe we'll grab a root beer, whatever your thing is. All right, let me move on. Yep.
With
that?
Sir.
Yep, absolutely. Have a great one. Let me get one more call here. I got, I got Derek 404.
Yes, Chris. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right, bud. Listen, the leads that we got from you guys. Do we have to pay for those leads or?
You do not. No, it's part of the program, and I love questions like that because, guys, when I say that this is a loss leader, we bleed money on this program, but we need people more than we need profit right now because of the mega accounts that we're working with. I'm almost scared that this guy with 1 million users has finally answered my email. We're doing something because what happens when we turn on that switch? You see, that's the point of the program is you guys are going to be talking to these customers and clients. It's not us. Corporate couldn't handle that. And if we tried to go hire 1,000 employees, well, what's going to happen
that's
is the
crazy.
Million we – Yeah, I mean, but look, the $1 million we spent last year on you guys, $1 million and the $500,000 on the pricing engine we're doing right now, that $1.5 million is nothing. If we went and hired 1,000 people, threw them in a box like Walmart, it's $10 million, and now we got to go into capital raise mode and dilution and everything else. That's why we practically give away this program. But no, it's all inclusive, dialer, databases, leads, processing, underwriting, social media, marketing. I mean, the program is insane. It really is.
Okay.
But the reason we do this is because we're taking over the entire market. I'm telling you right now, you can't pick up – you can't pick up groups of 77,000 up to 1 million and then turn on a publicly traded. The whole market is done. And everybody on this phone who puts in the effort is going to make fortunes, okay?
Yes.
Everybody in this entire program right now – there will be millionaires long in this thing because of the things that we're doing. But listen, every enterprise account that we create, if I don't have you, Derek, talking to the CEO who has 5,000 real estate agents, what do I have? I got nothing. That's why we do this, right? Is you got,
right.
Yeah, the leads are yours. That's go make some money. I mean, we got more than we could ever handle. You don't pay extra for anything. But I love when people ask that because – yeah, we lose money on this program. That's not just what we're saying. Dialers cost money. Leads cost money. CRMs cost money. You know? So, no, there's no upsell for that. That's yours. You just have to get through the core training. So, great question.
Well, I finished my core training already, so I'm really, you know, getting ready to start getting some leads. My next
Beautiful.
Question is,
yep.
I'm not a computer whiz per se, you know. I know
yep.
to... you know, gather information, send out emails and stuff like that. But as soon as making up your files and stuff where you log your stuff in case you get a client, is there someone that I could speak with in the office about setting up my my filing and stuff like
that? Actually, that's the CRM. So let me answer that question. So that's a wonderful question. Here's another ridiculous thing about our program. All you do is talk to a customer who needs money or who wants to join our company or join your finance team.
Okay.
That's all you do. You're not going to be collecting documents ever. You're not going to be pulling credit. You're not going to be doing a debt service analysis. You're never going to be collecting a tax return. Corporate does that. So all you're going to do, so here's the deal, here's what happens. All you're going to do is you're going to talk to somebody, take a 3-minute application. We're going to get a pre-approval within 24 hours, and we take it to close. Or we're going to decline it and tell you why, and then you're going to move on and talk to people. So as far as file collecting data, we don't want you doing it. Don't do it, because what it does is it will open you up to liability. Leave the liability to us. Remember, this partnership is we take on 99.999% of the expense and 100% of the liability. All right, that's our partnership. We take on all the expense. We take on all the liability. But if you start touching people's documents, you open yourself up to liability, and we don't want that to happen to you. So you're never going to have to touch a document. The only time that you may is if we get borrowers with sub-600 FICO, where you'll get an email that says they need to self-pull and they need to send it in. Once they send it in the processing, we just upload it to the CRM. We do it all for you anyway. But that's the only time that you may get a document request. Or if we can't get something from somebody, we'll pop back to you saying, listen, we're trying to close this guy's loan. He won't get us his driver's license. Can you call your customer so we can get you paid? You know, that's the type of stuff, but you don't have to worry about any of that. All you got to do, the most important thing for you to learn is the CRM. There's a training on it. And also the CRM has incredible training. You got to know the CRM. You got to know the email system. There's a training on that. Rackspace has their own training as well.
Right.
Super easy. And you got to learn the short forms on the website. Now, what I'm going to tell you, the short forms is 99% of the business, okay? It's 99% of the business. Clean short forms will get you paid fast. If you miss anything, whether it's an email address, whether it's the original purchase date and you forgot the price, anything that's missing slows down the entire process, slows down your money. Make sure you're taking clean applications, and it will get you to making money faster. I cannot stress those short forms, 22 questions, every single one has a meaning. That's why it's so short. Yeah, just make sure you're real thorough on those. Take your time. Don't guess. Be thorough. If it asks for property description, don't put commercial, because property description, commercial, what that tells us is it's either a flower shop or a nuclear power plant. Or a casino, or an airport, or a single-family investment. See what I'm saying? With commercial, that doesn't help us.
We need to know
specifics. Be specific, exactly. So commercial is not a good answer, because I've never done a nuclear power plant deal. Okay, so I don't know how that works, okay? So I need to know. We need to know what property.
So basically, once I get it in, just put everything in the CRM and send it over to you guys, and you take it from there.
That's it. That's it. And you will get, when you take an online application, what happens is we're testing OCR readers, which will actually read the data off this application, and then it'll match it to the CRM, which matches it to you. So then when a pre-approval is issued, you'll be copied on the email. So once you do the application and a pre-approval comes back, it's going to say, congratulations, Mr. Borrower, and you're going to be copied. So you're going to know everything that's happening. That's why it's really important, clean on applications, because we're really starting to apply a lot of technology to the things that we're doing. And, again, it's like the old computer saying from when computers first came out, garbage in, garbage out. Well, if you're missing things, all it does is it just declines, and then we got to tell you, hey, this is an incomplete submission. You got to go back, and it just wastes a lot of time, and it frustrates the borrowers too because you already had them the first time. Now you got to go back and get more questions. So be thorough. Yeah, and the CRM is really your money and the email system. The rest is history. All you got to do, you know, like Aver said, was really just put in the effort.
I'm filling out all the questions on the short form and submitting to you guys, and you should be all right.
That's it. You'll be okay. Talk to a couple people, make some money. Talk to a lot of people, make a lot of money. And we're going to keep it coming. We're going after the market. So thank you, guys. Typically, I try to keep these less. So this was a really good group. Thanks, Derek. It was great talking to you today and everybody else who asked the questions. We're here at your disposal. Any questions, general questions, send them to info@. If you guys don't have the protocol sheet, you have so many resources at your fingertips. Right. If you ever need anything from me personally, just the only thing that I ever ask is just be very cautious with my time because – I am working on very big accounts for all of you. We're going after the biggest enterprise users starting this weekend. We want them all. We're going to build finance portals for every single one that says yes. We're going to assign them onto the people that are on this phone. So it's going to get real exciting in the next couple of months. So just follow the system. And quite frankly, guys, the success worksheet, use it because I'm going to tell you it's for you and us, okay, because – it will keep you true and honest to your business. If you get through a week and it's blank, well, money doesn't happen by itself, right? So if it's blank, you can say to yourself, yeah, you know what, last week I got wrapped up doing what I was doing on my day job, whatever you're doing, and I didn't really put the time in. But the second thing that it will do is it'll allow us to help you because, you know what, if you give us a success worksheet that's full for a whole month and you're banging on every front and you're not putting money in your pocket, you will get our attention in a good way, right? If you come to me saying, look, I went to this event, I talked to these 10 people, I did this, I did that, I did this, look at my success worksheet, it's all right there. And if you haven't put money in your pocket, I will put money in your pocket, all right? I guarantee, call the 800 number, ask Ludmilla, do we put money in your pocket for effort? Okay, we have bonuses that we have bonuses that you'll find out the deeper you get with us. We have bonuses on Fridays just cause. You ever hear of a just cause bonus? Probably not, right?
No.
Here's what Derek, you never heard of that, right? A just cause bonus?
Let me
explain what a just cause bonus is. Okay, just cause you did your success worksheet and you're trying. Here's $150. We've actually had wives set up PayPal accounts, and you can ask Anthony and Marty this, and they've gotten, hey, get your nails done this weekend on 11 Capital Finance because you support your spouse doing this business. That's called just cuz, okay? That's real, all right? I'm not BS. Listen, you can ask Marty J. You can ask Anthony. You can ask him. We do just cause bonuses. So if you got a full worksheet and you didn't make money in a month, well, guess what? There might be some just cause money for you. Okay? Or your user group of 70,000 people. Okay?
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah, my pleasure. Hey, gang, thank you for today. A little bit longer of my style on call with you guys. It was a great call. If you had to bail out or whatever, if you want to share this with any of your colleagues, you know, everything is recorded. I look forward to working with all of you guys. Today is really about following the system. We have set up something here that is so special and so spectacular. And get ready to hold on to your seats. Make sure you have a seatbelt on because it is going to get wild this year. All right? Everybody have a great day. Thanks for joining today. See you next time.
Okay, Chris. Bye. Bye-bye. Okay.